The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up at the Conic, a recurring podcast that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. I am Julian. Today we welcome listeners to Up on the Conic and introduce three people.
Isabella,
Amara,
Kira.
Today we'll be talking about how after school jobs impact our education.
Yeah, they do.
So my first question is, do all of you guys have a job?
Yes.
What is your specific job? I'll start with Isabella.
I'm a dietary aide at the hospital and I serve trays up to patients' rooms.
I'm an usher at the Beacon Cinema, and mainly I just clean a lot of stuff, pretty much. Mainly theaters. They get pretty gross. Don't do that.
I have two jobs. I work for Beat Nest on North Street, and I work for Ellis Audiobooks.
I do also have another job I forgot to mention, but I work in the YLC group. It's like a volunteer program at the Elizabeth Freeman Center.
I totally forgot to say, I do have another job. I am a mentor where I go around to each elementary school and I teach like girls science. It's called Flying Cloud Institute. And every Wednesday and Tuesday, I go out to schools and I teach young girls about science and art and all that stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Wait, for my second question, how does your job affect your education at school?
My job has to do a lot with my shop, so it makes my education and my job experience similar. But for my actual academics, it's not very good because I'm doing things and I get busy a lot.
Right, and my jobs have nothing whatsoever to do with my shop, so it doesn't really give me any experience, which is okay because I don't need it at the moment. But during my academic weeks, when I work after school, when I go in there for 4 and I don't get home until 3:30, I don't have any time to do my homework or catch up on any prior assignments that I might have missed that day, and I get really busy with the hours I work and then other obligations I have after school, and I don't have enough time that I need to catch up on assignments I missed, and it's starting to take a toll on my grades.
Yeah, my job can definitely affect my grades because I used to come home every day after school and like do homework. I would always stay on top of that and keep my grades up. But my grades are still normal, but I'm not doing as much homework because I'm like working. I do like a 4 to 8. That's 4 hours on the weekdays. And like I don't really have time to like do my schoolwork or anything. So I have to hope and pray that I do it during tomorrow, the next day, or on the day that I have to work, so I'm not behind on anything.
For me, it's basically like if I get enough sleep during the day, or like if I have anything else to do after school that I can't because I have to go to work right away. It just takes a toll on all the grades, and like I here and there sleep during class because I can't get enough sleep during the night, and it just messes up with my sleep schedule.
And I have a question for you. How much sleep would you say you get on average per night?
It can vary between like if I go to sleep early enough or if I like don't have work that day and can manage to get enough sleep. So let's say between like the normal amount, 6 to 8.
That's good. The recommended hour of sleep for our age group, like teenagers, is 8 to 10 hours per night. And from like personal experience, I get around 6, and like literally based on scientific evidence, that is not enough sleep. And that's why I'm also lacking in classes, because I'm falling behind on my sleep, leading me to sleep in class, like you said. And it's like even harder to catch up on things I missed at home because I don't have time at home because I'm working.
So our next question for this podcast is, does the lack of time at home due to your job affect your performance at school? If so, why? Let's start with Kira.
Well, it does affect my performance at school because I get so tired during the day and I get stressed out that I have so much to do. And basically, I just get so little time to myself these days that I just want to collapse and fall asleep at all times.
I agree with Kira. I'm barely home half the time because I'm working throughout the whole week. My best, I usually get like at least one day off or maybe two if I'm lucky throughout the week. And I'll just be like tired and I don't want to eat half the time. I come home really late depending on how good the workday was. So like I'll end up just like doing my stuff and then I'll just go to bed. And half the time I can't sleep. Because it's, like, really hard for me to sleep half the time. So I'm, like, probably getting, like, around 6 hours of sleep. And that's not really good. And most of the time, I'll just sleep throughout during school because of me being so tired from work and everything and not being able to sleep during the night.
Yeah, and that makes it, like, harder to catch up on things you miss when you're sleeping in class. And then, again, you don't have the time at home to catch up on the assignments that you missed. It's a lot to try to scramble, especially, like, when the quarter is ending, it's really hard to cram everything that you missed into the last couple weeks with all this time that you missed.
Yeah, so like I've said, the lack of sleep schedules, it could also affect like whether I get assignments done on time and whether I focus on one thing or try to focus on another because I'm so behind on my other classes. So my next question is there any downtime during shifts, example, during slow periods where I could potentially get work done? Amara, start.
Me? Okay. So in between my shifts, when there's customers, I guess we can't really do much other than stand there and look pretty. Stand there and look professional, I suppose. Make it look like we're doing something, even if there's technically really nothing to do. But when there's no customers, Monday through Thursday, we're allowed to like use electronics as long as they're out of customer sight and we're like being productive with it and not making noise and causing ruckus. But it's like your phone or if you have like your tablet or something with you, like you can't just bring your computer and then like actually be doing homework like behind the scenes when there's no customers in your sight. But if you had paper, I suppose if you could keep it clean in like a storage room or something, that could potentially work out. But on the other days, like Friday through Sunday, the weekend, we're not supposed to use like anything at all, even if there's no customers around because of like corporate and professionalism reasons. So like regardless of if there's downtime or not, it's still really difficult to get things done while you're at work if it's not like your job related work.
I agree with Amara.
Thank you.
For my job, I don't really have any free time to do anything because I work at the hospital, so like we're on our feet 24/7. We can't be stopping and doing anything.
Like everybody always needs something.
Yeah, we can't be on our phones. I can't even do homework if I wanted to. I'd have to wait. I'd have to be like wait until like I get home or do it the next day. Like it's really bad.
For mine, I'm in a kind of unique situation because one of my jobs, I teach kids about electronic music, and that's a full-time part job where I have to like pay attention to the kids or else they're not going to learn anything. And for my other job, there's not really shifts, you could say. It's basically just if I get the hours or not, and I have all the time after school to get it done, but I need to get it done so I don't have time to do anything else.
For me, it's I'm on my feet. I can't really do anything. It's always busy. So I have like no downtime whatsoever.
Yeah, like similar to Bella, regardless of how different the place you work in, like everybody always needs something somewhere.
So now we'll be right back after this short break. And now we are back on up at the Conic with
Isabella,
Kira,
and Amara.
Okay, so we're talking about how student jobs affect our education on a daily basis. How do you schedule your classes, study, work, and social life effectively on top of your work hours? Let's talk about Isabella.
I just really go for it, but work can kind of like get in the way with like on, like, my weekends, I'm, like, my free weekends, I'm not working. Like, I try to plan something to do with friends. Oh, never mind. They called me in. I have to go in now since I can't have my day off and I have to cancel my plans with my friends. It's a hospital, so. But my classes, they're during the morning, so it doesn't really affect my work. Same with the nighttime, since we don't have school in the nighttime.
Right.
But it's mostly, like, during, like, the weekends I have.
Basically, for mine, I have lots of extracurriculars with my work, too. So adding that onto my hours for work, it's a lot. And I barely ever get time to myself, ever. But it's okay because I get to do all these fun things and get money. Because money is fantastic.
Money is fantastic. That's so true.
Need it for car insurance.
Pretty green.
Yeah.
Pretty green.
Mm-hmm. So my classes are always at school, so I can't really do anything about it until co-op starts. But, yeah.
So my work schedule, I work normally anywhere between, like, 20 and 24 hours a week, which isn't that bad. But on top of school and then, like Bella said, getting called in when they need you, like, if we're understaffed, I work at the movie theater, so it's not like the hospital where I have to come in if they need me. But if they call me and they're like, hey, do you want to pick up a shift today? Someone, so-and-so called out. Like, yeah, sure, I can do that. But then I think, I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. I have so much homework to do. I should have stayed home and done it while I had the opportunity instead of going into work. Like, yeah, the money's cool. The money's great. My favorite shade of green. But the education should always be prioritized, especially while it's still free. So, like, the social life thing as well, after getting through the work shifts and then finding time to do my homework after work or whenever I possibly can, scheduling things with my friends, that's also really difficult, especially on the weekends too, because the weekends I work 8-hour shifts because I'm not in school, so I don't have to only do a 4 or 6. So I'm working generally 2 to 10, sometimes 10 to 6. So it's like the big chunk, like, out of the day, and I'm just at work, and it's hard to find time to do, like, anything for myself on top of that and on top of school.
I have to agree with them all. And Isabella, there's, like, time constraints and deadlines that you gotta reach and stuff like that. Usually with mine, it's I work after school. There's not nightly hours, there's no morning hours. So my next question is, for Isabella, how do you deal with workforce agreements with customers, patients, or coworkers?
So when I'm delivering trays to patients, I'll, like, half the time run into, like, aggressive patients where they'll just turn around and say to me, I don't want this food. Can you take it back, with, like, an attitude? So me being the bigger person, and since I work there, I have to be be calm with them. I gotta respect them.
Cool, calm.
I gotta be mature about it. So I said, okay, would you like anything else on this tray before I take it away? They'll tell me if they want something or not, and then I'll just give it to them or I'll take it away, and then I'll just go on with my day.
Can I impose another question for you?
What is it?
So you know how they said, like, with an attitude, like, I don't like that food. Don't they, like, order?
So half the time it'll be, like, the nurses ordering mm-hmm. it for them, or it could just be, like, the kitchen just automatically orders it for themselves.
Yeah, because, like, when I was volunteering, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. When I was volunteering at the hospital last year for a couple months, for my CNA hours, they had us go into the rooms and, like, ask, like, give the people the options and, like, ask what they want and then send the order into the kitchen. So I was like, they might not like it just with the way it tastes, but I'm like, 99% of the time, didn't you pick that food?
Yeah. They can either have the option of, like, calling the kitchen down by themselves mm-hmm. or, like, have their nurse order it. But, like,
right.
There's, like, a time limit that they have to be on. So, like,
yeah.
If you don't order, like, past 5 maybe, mm-hmm. It'll, like, reorder it for you. Like, it'll just put it in and then you'll have a tray. Because half the time I'll just go up and then they'll just look at me and they'll be like, I didn't order a tray. So I have to say, like, it automatically orders it for you, or your nurse ordered it for you. I can't help you with that.
Right. Like, I don't really have any say in that. It's just after a set time, you kind of get what you get.
Yeah. And some of the blame can go on with the host because I'm a hostess and that's my job to be serving trays.
Right.
So, like, we can get blamed for whatever that's not correctly on their tray. Like, I'll get yelled at most of the time because they'll be like, I ordered this, but I didn't get it. And or like something else. I didn't order this. I didn't want or anything. I said, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I will let the kitchen know or else you can like let your nurse know about it. Because for me, I can't really like go back down and say it because then I will get in trouble by my supervisors. So they would have to have the nurses do it for them.
Yeah, that's what happened to me a couple times at the nursing home. When I was doing my clinical hours over there, we would set up the breakfast trays and then deliver them to the rooms based on whatever resident was in that room. And it would be what they ordered. I mean, breakfast is usually the same. You have a choice of like eggs, toast, oatmeal, whatever, the normal like breakfast foods. But they'd always, I'd come in with their little cup of fruit or yogurt or whatever they wanted. And I would get things like yogurt cups thrown at me because they didn't want it. Even though they asked for it, they were like, I didn't want this flavor yogurt. And I'd get it literally thrown at my face.
No, literally. Okay. About my coworkers, obviously I have to be civil with them about it. But yeah, I can't like be yelling or anything because then I'll definitely get in trouble. But like if coworkers are starting stuff with me, then I'm obviously going to go to my supervisor because I'm not going to tolerate that. And I have been taught to defend myself, but obviously I'm not going to do that because when I defend myself, I can get like a little bit carried away and angry. So I have to be calm, have to take breaths, and have to go to someone else about it, and they can report it. Report them for me. Mm-hmm.
I can agree with you, Isabella, because I have a lot of issues at my job with that, where people don't get the right food and then they complain about it. Then we got to give them free food and not pay them for it. It gets complicated. Last question for all of you is, any thoughts on what students should know while working and attending school at the same exact time? Amara.
Me? Okay. No time to prepare. All right.
Nope.
Putting me on the spot. Okay. Personally, the job at the cinema that I have now, it's not bad. It's great. I love it. I love working there. It's a good environment. It's like a nice like family over at work. But while working at school, generally that specific job is not that bad. But my last job, so they wouldn't let me like change my schedule whenever I needed to, like to have less hours at school. Like it was like 20-minute drive to get there compared to the 5 that it takes to get to the cinema now. And they would have me come in. They'd be like, can you come in at 4? And I get home at 3:30. And my mom doesn't get out of work until 3:30. And it takes her like 10 minutes to get home. So I'd be cutting it really close, coming in a couple minutes late every day. And they'd be like getting reprimanded for it. Like, why are you late all the time? What's going on? And I would tell them, like, I can't come in at 4. Like, it doesn't work for me anymore. Like, it did over the summer because I wasn't in school. But now it doesn't. Like, I can't do this every shift. I need time to get ready and do the things that I have to do after school. But it's not always like that. Sometimes if you have, like, easy supervisors or more, like, kind-hearted managers, you can figure out scheduling with them. And it can be better for you to get the schedule you need. And if you wanted to work only on the weekends, some of them would be open to do that. And that would be easier, especially while in school.
How about you, Isabella?
My thoughts for like students is to like take your time. Don't be stressing about it. I can understand that doing school and then having to work, that's a lot of stress and it's a lot, especially if you're on your feet 24/7, because I can definitely relate to that. But for like, it's good to have a job. Like, you have your own money now. You get to buy whatever you want for yourself, you know? But my suggestion is, like, don't, like, get into, like, fights. Don't get into drama because it's just going to stress you out even more. And then you're going to be, like, stocked up on work that you don't want to do. You'll be exhausted.
Yeah, and the stress and exhaustion, it can lead to burnout real fast. You're not going to have any energy to do anything, regardless of if it's school or your job.
Yeah.
And that's not a good feeling for anybody.
I'd say that you should find a job that you don't hate.
Yeah, because that's a good start.
that's the best thing to do, because if you have a job you hate, it'll just make you all the more stressed. I also think that if you do have a job while you're at school, you should try your best to get as much sleep as possible, because without the right amount of sleep, you're not going to be able to function very well. I know some people can, but it's not for everyone. And I think that it's the best to get as much sleep as possible.
Yeah. I agree with you, Kira.
Thank you.
So, for our last question for the day is, what do you do on your day off from working? Kira or Isabella, you can start.
So, basically, when I'm off of work and I don't have anything to do, I make a full schedule of all the things that I ever want to do in my free time, and I do some of those things all day, and I get sad because I don't finish all of it, and then I have to go back to working.
That is so very relatable. I appreciate the honesty.
My day off, I love my days off. So when it's on the weekdays during school and I come home from school, I'll just go straight to my bed. I'll watch some TikTok or I'll just sleep. Then I have to go and get my sister off the bus. Then maybe I'll sleep again for like a little bit. Then I have to cook dinner for my whole family. Got to get all my chores done while I'm doing that. And then whenever I'm all done with that, I have my free time. On the weekends, I'll make like plans with my friends to like go out to like shopping, because I really like shopping for like stuff for myself.
That's fun.
And so I'll find a few friends to go with and we'll just go hang out. We'll go to a restaurant. We'll go eat out. We're going to go to the stores, Walmart. Walmart is definitely my biggest one. I definitely want to go to Target this weekend, since it's my weekend off from work. And you know, having a day off feels like relaxing to me, especially if I have like my closest friends with me, because I actually feel like myself, where I'm not stressing out over work or anything. I feel at ease and I can just hang out with my girls and go shopping with them together.
That's so fun.
I love that.
That's so sweet.
I love it.
I'm not allowed to hang out with my friends on football Sundays.
You're not?
No.
We should convince your mom to let us hang out.
Yes. That would be so fun.
It would.
And she's probably going to hear the podcast, so it's going to be great.
Hi, Miss Benetti.
I just stay home all day and do nothing.
Me too.
If I'm not doing anything on those weekends on my day off, I sleep the whole day.
Yeah, no, that's so real. Me too. That's why I wasn't originally going to answer the question, because on my days off, I wake up and then I go back to sleep. Sometimes Saturdays, usually if my boyfriend isn't working, I'll spend the day with him. And then Sundays, if I'm not working, I will do absolutely nothing. I'll wake up, go back to sleep, go downstairs, get my phone, get some breakfast, eat it, come back upstairs, go back to sleep. And then I wake up and it's like, dinner time. I just woke up. What are you talking about? Dinner time? I don't think so.
No, because that's like actually literally me.
Right.
Because if I'm not doing anything weekends, I'll wake up like around 12. I'll sit on my phone for a few minutes. Then I'll go downstairs. I'll grab something to eat. I'll take something out for dinner. Go back up to my room. I'll watch TikTok or fall back asleep. And then when it's dinner time, I have to go out and cook. I don't want to leave my bed, guys. It's so comfy and warm.
Get out of my bed. I want to cook dinner.
Some days on like snow days or whatever, I watch gameplay videos.
That's so real.
Poppy Playtime's my favorite.
Yes, girl. Oh my God, I'm with you on that one.
Oh my goodness, are you excited for chapter 5?
Yes. You know what else I do? This is a shout out for you. Listen to Epic the Musical. That's what I do. Speaking of, Kira.
Yeah?
Listen to Epic.
I will.
Find the time.
I'll try.
Do it for me.
I'll try my best.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Rats.
So I want to thank
Kira,
Amara,
Isabella
for taking time out of their busy day to join us and talk about their work experience impacting their school education. Thanks to our listeners for tuning in on WTBR, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. If you have any questions for us, feel free to email us at theconnectv@pittsburgh.net. We hope you'll join us next time for Up on the Connect. Up on the Connect has been a production of the Connect TV and podcast produced at the Connect Studios in Pittsburgh, Mass., and this week featured Working in Education. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and taped in January of 2026.